I want to think about the thought tonight of through faith we understand. I marvel sometimes at our world and the lack of understanding that there is in the world. We live in a very technological age. We live in an age of much understanding in natural things. There's been a lot of looking into it. There's a lot of information out there that's been built on. But as I look and look into the way people live their lives, the decisions they make, the course of our world, I have a question. Why don't they understand? Well, there's a reason they can't understand. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. They can't see the whole picture. You can only go as far as your human mind and understanding can go. But through faith, we understand. It takes faith to really understand what God is doing, what God is trying to do, what's really going on in the world around us according to the scriptures, where we're at in time, where we're at, to understand it. But it's through faith that we understand these things. I'm thankful for God to have dealt with me and brought me to a place of faith. Brother Gordon told me a story one time. He said he was coming back. He was going home from a meeting, I believe he said. Him and his wife was traveling along and they didn't have any money. This is the days before credit cards too. He's traveling along and said he didn't have any money. And he didn't have much gas in the tank. And he said they knew they didn't have enough gas to get home. And so they was praying as they went. The miles was rolling, but the gas hand was going down. They knew they didn't have enough. He said finally they decided that instead of running the car completely out of gas, that they would stop with some gas in there. He said, finally they got to a certain point and he told his wife, he said, I'm going to stop up here and I'm going to go pray. What else is there to do? we get into these places sometimes. We don't understand. What am I to do? You ever been in a place that you don't know what to do? But God knows what to do. But he said he stopped and he got out. You know, Brother Gordon was a simple fella. He was a simple man. But I will tell you, he had faith in God. He believed in God. He said he went over there and he said, he went over by a log, he told me. And he said, I went over there to pray and he said, I looked down and he said, Brother Marty, there was a $20 bill laying there. And he said with a real innocent-like look on his face, he said, now I don't know what you think about that. He said, but I think that was God. I said, Brother Gordon, I do too. I believe that was God. And he started in a reasoning process. He said, I don't know whether somebody dropped it there. Or maybe the wind carried it there. Or maybe God just made it appear there. I said, Brother Gordon, don't make a bit of difference. It don't make a bit of difference. Through faith, we understand. We believe that was God. I believe he can do it again. Don't you? Do you believe tonight if you have a need in your life that he can make a $20 bill appear? Yes. You got faith? Through faith we understand. A lot of things are going to happen to us in this life. If I may be so bold to prophesy tonight, most of us in here are going to go through something dramatic before we get out of here. That's just simple odds. We're going to go through something. As long as we live life, we're going to have events that happen. And what are we going to do with those events? Through faith, we understand. Now I want to get that passage of scripture. In Hebrews, very familiar text of scripture, Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were made of things which do appear. Alright? That's a little technical language if you want to get into it. But what it basically says is that God, through faith, it doesn't say that we have an understanding we need faith, which we do. It's saying through faith we can understand. We can know and understand things through only through faith. Now, the scientific world is wrestling to find out where this all came from, Brother Doug. But I already understand where it came from. Through faith, we understand that the world, not just our earth, that's a reference to the whole thing. And it didn't come by it came when there was nothing. There's theories out there that people try to get into. The Word of God says it came from nothing. The Word of God spoke nothing to something. Through faith, we understand that everything that exists was spoken by the Word of God. That's important. Because if He didn't make it, who did? And who do we owe our allegiance to? Who created us? Who made us? I'll tell you who did. God did. And through faith, we understand. I heard somebody try to go through the scriptures and try to... I appreciated their effort. They wanted to try to make it as believable as they could. Now get me what I'm saying. They tried to make the carnal, natural mind be able to realize that the Red Sea could have dried up enough for them to walk across it. That's not what the Bible says happened. The Lord sent an east wind, I believe, that blew all night. God opened up the Red Sea. It wasn't by a low tide or something that happened. They were trying to figure out how these things could have happened. They tried to figure out, now they were saying that during those plagues that they're in Egypt, that there was something that come out of the mountains that could have turned the water into a reddish color and killed all the fish. That's not what the Bible says. I don't need you to make it believable to my carnal mind, because through faith we understand what God's done. Now these are things that's in the history, but they're relevant today. Through faith we understand. It makes me to wonder, when our understanding is poor, maybe we have a poor faith. If we're not understanding, maybe we need more faith, not more bookwork. Not more, give me something. Maybe we need more faith to understand. Because most of the things that God's doing, He's doing for our good and in our spiritual sense. I'll give you an experience. You know, God's still alive. He's still working. Some time back, brother Joseph Gellenbeck. He's ministering. He calls me up, and after the greetings of how you doing and how's the family and all of the normal greetings, he says to me, he said, well, Brother Marty, the reason I called was I feel like the Lord gave me a burden to offer myself to come up there for Easter if you're not there. And I said, well, you can come up here if I am here. He said, that's not my burden, Brother Marty. If you're going to be there, I'm not going to be. The Lord, if you're not there, I have a burden to come. And I said, well, I can't tell you that. I don't have anything going. I don't know of anything. But we get off of the phone, and one of my daughters says, not going to be there for Easter. We're not going to be home for Easter. Now, I want to tell you why she said that. Through faith, we understand. That was enough. That phone call was enough for her. We ain't going to be home for Easter. Because somebody called, so there must be something going on because God's a real God. He's doing something. I just categorize it because I don't have anything else to go on, but I marked it down, don't you know? I said, wonder what the Lord's doing. Wonder what the Lord's going to do. He didn't tell me what he was going to do. I don't have to have him tell him. Through faith, we understand. We've got faith in the Lord that he's worked, that he does things. Well, I was up sometime after that. That wasn't on my mind. But I was out walking the trails. It was a pretty sunny day. I was out walking the trails, and I'll tell you exactly what had happened. So a lot of times when we come out here, especially in the spring, we go to the Oklahoma City Zoo. And I was walking a trail up there, and it reminded me all of a sudden, this beautiful sunny day, it reminded me of the zoo in Oklahoma City. And it was a very pleasant thought, and I thought of that. And then instantly the Lord put in my heart, you ought to go. It'd be nice to go. And I'm getting feeling like, and I hadn't felt like that for about 3 months. And I felt like, Lord, I'd really like to go. And then I'll say a press on me, well, maybe you need to have a meeting. And I thought, well, I wonder if they're having a meeting this year. I thought, well, I'll get on the website or have my children do it. I don't do it a lot. I have my children and check the website to see if there's a post, a meeting posted for Oklahoma City. Then I'll know if they're having one or not. And then I thought, I wonder if I have Lauren and Maxine's number. I got it somewhere. Oh, maybe I'll just call them when I get to the house. Well, I went to the house. No more and sat down. Went in and no more and sat down. Phone rings. Now, I didn't like I get a daily call from them, a weekly call or a monthly call. And it was Sister Maxine on the phone. I said, I didn't say what a coincidence, because I was already inspired. And through faith, we understand. Now, Sister Maxine might have thought that she was calling for an address. I don't know. There might have been something. But the Lord had more in mind than that. And I wasn't even thinking about the Easter thing. But when I told her my burden, and she said we've been praying, and all this, it worked together, well, hallelujah. God's working. And through faith, we understand. Well, worked out, and finally what the dates worked out, and I'm sitting there in my mind, all kind of, it dawns on me, Brother Joseph called about Easter. Well, the date's pretty much hit it on Easter, and I was thinking, well, that's another confirmation, and ain't God good? Isn't he a wonderful God that works things out on two different ends and can work it out? And then to come out and tell me that just about the time I was walking the trails up there, it sounded like she was on the phone with Sister Sherry Rich and said something about a wonderful minister's listening. And it's probably about the same time I'm walking up on the trails there, and I'm thinking, that sounds like the Lord. You find it hard to believe? Is that a hard thing to believe? Well, it's not for me, because the Lord has done that over and over and over. He knows how to bring both ends together. And he knows how to deal with your life. He knows what you need tonight. And when that thing comes that rocks your world, you want to know how you get understanding about that? Through faith. You can understand what that whole thing's about through faith. God's working for you. You believe that? God's working on your behalf. You believe that? You may not know what it means, what all it means, but we hit a little ripple. Brother Keith Beveridge was sick, been sick for 3 weeks. Had a little bit of improvement one day and it got worse the next. I couldn't leave. And I questioned. I said, all of this witnessing. It got to the point that I had to pray and consecrate, thy will be done, Lord. I don't know what you're doing. All of this witness seems to be that I was supposed to go to Oklahoma City. I even know some of the things that you gave me to preach. It seemed like you're working, but now there's a circumstance and I can't leave. I give it to you, Lord. I give it to you. Pretty intense at times. Pretty intense. And do you know? Get up on Thursday morning. How goes the night? Real good. I go walk in to visit the brother, and he's sitting eating some hot chips. You know you're on the mend when you're eating hot chips. And I'm thinking, he's never late, is he? We had to get ready and leave. We had to get ready and leave. And right when we had to get ready and leave, the Lord did what he was going to do. And through faith, we understand. Through faith, we know God is in control of our lives. He knows what he's doing. And there was a critical time. There was a very critical time. And eyes were wet. And it looked like things were going the wrong way for the brother. And the congregation was saddened. And we started praying through the night. And the congregation so willing, I started seeing things happen. Things start changing. I'm not saying just for him. A lot started happening. And I want to embarrass Sister Lania, but one of the things I told them, God's got the keys. And I told them Sister Lania's story. What she looked like. I told them, and God still got the keys. He had her keys when they said, I remember when you told me, they said, you better just make her comfortable. She's about to die. She's still here. You know why? God's got the keys and he didn't give them to you. He didn't give them to nobody else. He still has the keys. And I encourage the congregation to that. And through faith we understand God was trying to do something for us. He can take it right down to the last and pull you back. This is the God that owns life and death. He can take it as far as you need. And through faith we understand that God is trying to help us in our souls. Help us in our relationships. Knit us together. Bind our hearts together. Make us what we're supposed to be. Through faith we understand that. But without faith, do you know what that's like? You never see it. You can't understand that there's anything good in pain. What's good about pain? Nothing. Unless you have faith enough to see through it. By faith. Through faith. We understand. Now in this reading, we'll read a little bit more of it. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Now wait a minute. Do you know what that entailed? He took one of the best animals he had, without spot, and he killed it. What good is a dead animal? No, you can't get no offspring from it. It doesn't make any sense to the natural man. But through faith he knew that he was worshiping the God, the giver of all things. You remember over there where he said you dwell in your sealed houses? You plant your crops, but you never have enough. You drink, but you're always thirsty, and you eat, and you're always hungry. And you work hard and work long, and you get the wages, and you put it in a bag that's got holes in it. And you do all of these things, and then when you get done, I blow on it, the Lord said. And why? Because you're dwelling in your sealed houses, and you've left my house undone. Go back and build my house. I think Abel had an understanding of building God's house. Through, because he understood through faith. He understood. I'll say this today. All of your efforts are worthless in this life if you don't put God first. You'll come to nothing. Well, you might be able to get some money or something in this life. People do. But I'll say to anyone, absolutely a biblical truth. Put God first no matter what your loss is. And you'll be blessed through faith. We understand that the worlds were made by God. And he's the giver of all these things. It says of Enoch, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found. You believe that? It's pretty hard to believe. Somebody, this Enoch's just walking along and then he's not. Where did he go? Where was his body? What happened? God just translated him out of there. It says by faith. Do you believe that? A lot of gainsayers ain't going to believe that. It ain't hard for me to believe because through faith we understand that the worlds were spoken in existence by this God. If he could speak a world in existence, he could speak you out of it. By faith we understand something that the world can never understand. I remember Paul Harvey telling one time. Remember Paul Harvey? I don't think this was the rest of the story, but it was one of Paul Harvey's little dillies he did, and he was saying about some archaeologists, and they were digging around the old ancient city of Jericho. And he said they were puzzled, because they looked and it said it seemed as if all the walls of the city had fallen outward. And any kind of a thing should have shifted all the walls in the same direction. But they didn't. They all seemed to fall outward and they was puzzled by how that could have happened. He was trying to figure it out. But Paul Harvey says then, but we know, don't we? through faith, we understand what God done and what he's trying to do. And then we come to one of the great stories of the Bible. By faith, Noah. By faith, Noah. You have to understand something. It had never rained before. I mean, you and I have enough in our lifetimes. I mean, it's flooded around. We've seen pictures of it. We've been in floods. We understand the flooding condition. But by faith, Noah was instructed by God to build this gigantic ark, this boat, and gave him the dimensions on how to do it, and done all that, and by faith, through faith, he understood what the gainsaying world perished at. Yes. Through faith, he understood. Do you know that the scripture says that the Lord's going to come back one of these days? Yes. Do you believe there's going to be an end? Yes. Well, the Bible says there is. And through faith, we understand the ramifications of that. And if we're not, our lifespan don't go that long, we still understand the fact that we're an eternal being. You know, the world scoffs at that. For the most part, they scoff at that, or they make other exceptions, or they make other things about it. Jesus says, I am the way. Is there another? No. There's not another way. All that come must come through Him. Through faith, we understand the story of Jesus. The story of the fallen, our fallen man. I understand. Well, science says that it's not a predictor. You can't use it because it doesn't predict anything. It's the greatest predictor. Science is, you come up with a theory and then you predict what something will happen because of that. That's the way science works. It's a scientific method. I can tell you absolutely without knowing everybody in this crowd or any crowd. I can predict something to you. I can predict that you've told a lie. Anybody in here want to tell me they haven't? Now how would I know that? I ain't been everywhere you've been. I know this. The scripture says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's a predictor. I can predict all. We understand, don't we? I didn't understand this. You don't have the fortitude to make yourself righteous. You can try all you want to. I got a greater plan for you. God's able to give you grace for any situation. Through faith, we understand. If I'm going to get there, I'm going to need the grace of God to help me. I want to use up a lot of it. I need a lot of the grace of God. Through faith, we understand. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and become heirs of righteousness, which is by faith. You understand that? You know how Noah condemned the world? It wasn't his language. He didn't write an article. He didn't post nothing on the internet. You know how he condemned them? If one man can please God, all men can. He condemned the world in essence. God looked down and found grace. He found grace in God's eyes because he served God. And if one man can serve God, all men can serve God. He condemned the whole human race of that day because he was not one bit better than they were. They all had within them the ability to serve God. He condemned them all. And because he was righteous, it condemned the whole. They all were condemned because they could have done it too. They could have repented at his preaching and helped him build the ark. You don't think there would have been an extra space for one other person? Yes. Of course there was space. Would have been space for all of them. But they didn't turn. But through faith, do you know that the world looked into it, seen this a lot, but do you know that there's all this evidence all over the world that there was a great flood? And only people like us believe it. And there's all kind of evidence of it. But only, I'll tell you some evidence of it. Over there on what they call Snowy Mountain in Pendleton County, near where I live, I was surveying one time. We climbed to the top of those up there and I was amazed to find petrified seashells in the rocks on top of Snowy Mountain. I said, well, I wonder how seashells could have done it. Well, they don't have little legs. They don't crawl to the tops of mountains. How did they do it? Pretty obvious that wherever you go, you look and you see the evidences that God told the truth. Well, don't hurt yourself too much in getting into the technical idea of it because it really don't help you that much. If you like doing it like I do, you can do it. But I'll tell you something that works better. Having faith in God. He said it. He said it happened. And through faith, we understand. Well, maybe we ought to get it down a little bit farther. By faith, Moses, by faith, he was heir. He was high up in the greatest kingdom of that day. Egypt. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. I would say those that around him said, what a fool. What an idiot. You are a prince in the greatest kingdom that exists. That means that you can have, you can say what, do whatever you want to, heir to the throne. You can have every Moses. What are you doing? You know what he did? Through faith, we understand. Moses, through faith, understood the vanity of being a prince in Egypt. It wasn't eternal. He weighed it out and said, it's not worth it. You know, we get scoffed at as a holiness people. Our women get scoffed at times for dressing modestly and being holy women. We get ridiculed for our trust in God. We get ridiculed for those things. But over and over, I see the evidences of it and says, I wouldn't trade you. I see your life that you're boasting about, but I wouldn't trade you my life for that. It spoils. It rotten on you. My life ain't rotten on me. While back, talk of understanding. A while back they had up in New York State, the state legislator up there passed a law that you could abort a baby at 9 months old. Anytime, even in the delivery, you could abort a baby. And when they signed it and it was in law, they had a big, I don't know if you remember that on the news, but they stood up and cheered and had a party about they had won. Won what? You think that's a slap in us Christians' face? I ain't aborting my babies. You're aborting yours. You're killing your offspring, not killing mine. How sad. How absolutely sad to revel in and shout because you're killing your own. I had pity. Pity come into my heart for people that don't understand, but through faith, we understand. I understand why they're doing that kind of stuff in a selfish, fleshly, carnal way. What drives them to do it. And also understand what guilt people have over it. And I know why suicide rates are high. Because through faith we understand those things. Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Imagine somebody that had it all that chose to suffer affliction instead. Through faith. Through faith he understood that what comes at the end of it. Yes. Do you remember the psalmist? In my mind, I don't think it was David wrote that psalm. But in the psalms where he said, my foot just nigh slipped. I just about lost it all. Because I saw the prosperity of the wicked. And it ain't right. And remember the struggle of the psalmist? And then he said, I finally got some understanding when I went to the house of the Lord and saw their end. When I realized that all the cheating, conniving, all of that stuff ends up in a devil's hell away from God, I got a real awakening and understanding in my soul. Moses got that back at an early age of faith. A faith that he could understand what this was about. It's not worth being the son of Pharaoh's daughter. I'd rather suffer the afflictions of the people of God. Because there'll be a crown at the end of it. God's hand will be on me. I'll have eternal life and not just natural. It's not worth it. And we look, and if the Lord helps us to understand what this is really all about, so many times people miss it. You remember when some people said to Jesus, said, there's some people over here casting out devils. We'll do something about it. And Jesus said, they can hardly speak evil of me. If they're genuine, they can't speak. Jesus had a whole different idea about them than the apostles. The apostles was ready to do something. Jesus said, no. No. If they're not against us, they're for us. Through faith, we understand. We understand what the battle is. When we deal with people, if you're willing to deal with people and work for the Lord, let me give you a little advice. Get you a good dose of faith before you take off, because you're going to need it. You're going to need to understand, and the only way to understand is to have faith. Because the old devil's going to come in sometimes, and he's going to turn your very friends against you. But you're fighting a battle. Through faith, you understand that. Through faith, you fight to battle. Because through faith, we understand that the devil's going to do that. We understand the carnality that we're going to fight. You going to help somebody? You going to get out here and see people? You're going to have some understanding through faith. You don't know who's closest to the kingdom. Sometimes the worst characters are the ones closest. They're fighting it the hardest. Through faith. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry ground, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. Hear that? By faith he understood. Something that was grander and greater that was laying beyond the veils. Listen, for every one of us that when we shrink in our flesh will shrink back sometimes, and we will not understand what the battle's about. But by faith, we know God's on our side. By faith, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and called according to His purpose. We know our faith gives us understanding that God is making something good. God's making something better out of me and everybody that involves. The amazing thing about God is He can touch one person that touches 100. God can work in so many different ways. But through faith, we're going to have a greater faith in God. We're challenged in this day of them telling what weather's coming, telling you all the things about it, and all the information and everything. We're challenged today of having a greater faith in God. Through faith, we understand those things. And the trials and the places that happens to us in our lives won't always make sense, folks. God isn't trying to make sense to the human mind. The next passage says, so by faith, they walked around. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. Remember the story of the walls? That was a fairly preposterous military adventure. Go march around city. I imagine. What do you think about Patton telling me? I drive them tanks around the city 7 times. No. It's unheard of in military things. God told them, I'll fight your battles for you. You have faith in me. You know that's still the same today. We want to put our hand in it. So often we want to do the way we want to do it. But the Lord says, have faith in God. Told Joshua, this is what I want you to do. Something similar to this. I want you to go and march around the city. One time for 6 days. On the seventh day, walk and go around it seven times. On the seventh time, shout, blow the horn, shout. But I want you to be quiet as you're marching. Give him instructions. That probably looked pretty foolish. It might have even been pretty humiliating. But through faith, we understand. I'm going to tell you, it looked like I couldn't come out here, and it didn't look like it could change. I had to commit it. And it changed. It changed. I guess God can do what God wants to. And if God says march around it seven times and shout, then folks, let's march around seven times and shout. You don't have to have that understanding. The understanding is by faith, God can do what God wants to do. And God is big enough to do anything that he needs to do. He's told us his heart. Do you know he loves you tonight? A lot. He loved you enough. Jesus died for you. That's a lot. That's how much he loves you. And what he wants to happen is good in your life. That God is working for you. But it'll look like sometimes when the fire is burning or the pain's happening, it doesn't make sense. Walk around the walls for what? Because they're about to fall. You be obedient. And they'll fall. You can read all of that. It's quite a story. It goes on and says through faith in the 33rd verse, through faith, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of alien. Women's received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, yet moreover of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, tempted and were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. You imagine having a commercial, infomercial like that and trying to get people in? You wouldn't get many people in now, but I'll tell you the ones you would get through faith. You get the ones that have faith. Because what's the end of that? The end of that's God. That's what we're striving for. Lord, help us. Help us to be able to get there. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Lord, help us. Over in 11th chapter of Mark, I think is the scripture. Oh, let's see. Twelfth verse says, and on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee forever, hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Now my understanding of that, it was said about the fruit, the figs should have been on the, it wasn't time to harvest the figs, and so the figs should have been on the tree. Jesus come looking for fruit, and it didn't have fruit on it. I don't suppose that the Lord really has that much interest in going around just taking trees out that don't have fruit on it. This was for the disciples, without question. The disciples heard it, and it has meanings to it. It says in the 20th verse, "And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remember, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away." Now, how are we going to understand this? That tree was just as green and alive just a few hours ago. And it not only is dying, it's completely dead. Dried up, nothing left in it. There was nothing left in it. Dried up from the roots. And we need some understanding here. I don't understand that. Lord, the tree is withered up. You know what he said? And said very simply, told him, have faith in God. There you go. Have faith in God. You want to have answers about the fig tree? You'll never understand it, Peter, unless you have faith in God. You'll never understand the power of God for your life until you have faith in God. You'll never see it or know it or experience. Now, you can sit here tonight, and we could ask Sister Clay to get up and tell us of her many wonderful experiences of the Lord's work in her life. And you could say, I believe every bit of it, but you won't understand it until you have your own. You won't really get it until you have your own. We could have Sister Maxine get up and tell all the time, Lord, ever help you, work with you, heal you, do anything. See, I've heard her stories. I know she could tell you a bunch. And you would say, wow, I'm encouraged. You'll never have it until you get some for yourself. That's why he said to them, have faith in God. Go on from this time having faith in God in what you'll see and understand from this point on. Will be wonderful. We acknowledge when healings is done, we all acknowledge that because our eyes seen something that wasn't right, now it is. Right? Well, I'm going to tell you, the greatest miracles ain't when he does it these bodies. The greatest ones is that he's changing us and blessing and helping us. The works that he does is amazing. Have faith in God. Oh, he's a wonderful God. You need something dried up in your life? When he speaks the word to it, it'll dry up. Have faith in God. You need something made alive? I'm going to tell you, the Lord could have showed them by his power, could have turned around and said to that dried up old branch, look at this valley of dry bones, Ezekiel. What do you see? Just some dry bones. Can they walk again? Can they live again? I don't even know how to answer you. It seems so impossible. Thou knowest, Lord. Can this raise up to be an army again? I ain't got that kind of faith. Have faith in God. He can speak to the dried tree and make it have fruit on it again. He's got life. He's got death. He's got everything in our lives. Have faith in God to understand. You will be able to see through the curtains. We'll be able to see through all darkest night and brazen sky. It's pierced by faith's unfailing eye. It looks and it's all wrong. There's no way I can go to Oklahoma City. By faith, there's a light that shines. By faith, there's something more that God can change the circumstances. We depend on God. Because I want to tell you, God's good. Sometimes I think I ought to write a book, and if I get a chance, the Lord inspires me to it, I'm going to write a book just to chronicle the experiences that I've had in the Lord and what God has done. Because I get to thinking about him and saying, that's just wonderful, Lord did that. Yes. One time in Guthrie meeting,
I had preached on I believe at that time, it seems Tuesday now, but it seems to me like it used to be Thursday that there was ordinance service years ago. And I had preached Wednesday night and my heart was free. So I wasn't thinking to do no ordinance service. Of course, we had the healing service and then the ordinance service. I was free. I was free from any preaching duties. So I thought. So I'm sitting there and I still remember sitting there and we had prayer and then it was going to get up and time for the preacher. And I got down to pray and the Lord told me something and said, I want you to do this. Well, Lord, I ain't even thought about it. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. And so I said, yes, Lord. Just gave me a word. And so I got up and done it. He didn't give me nothing for the second part. He didn't give me nothing. So I come back in and thought, well, what am I going to do? The Lord didn't say nothing else. Sister Maxine gets up. You know if you remember this or not. But she said, I didn't have nothing on the first part. So I was praying that somebody... Ain't God good? I mean, ain't God good? I mean, can we have faith? Through faith. Through faith we understand that this is the way the Lord works. If you've never had those experiences, I want to challenge you to step out some. I ain't saying what duty you have. No, I'm not the Holy Ghost. But step into God. Through faith, we understand. And now I can tell you, one time Brother Sam, I didn't know, didn't have the same thing, but Brother Salmon said, told one time a story, he said he was at Hammond, Louisiana, and he preached most of the meeting, he said. And wasn't planning on preaching. They said there must have been 20 ministers down there. And he was young. And already preached, he said, 5 or 6 times. Big crowd Sunday morning. I think he preached Saturday night even. He's sitting there thinking nothing about it and said, come time for the word, and nobody moved. Nobody moved. I don't even think he had his Bible. He had sent Brother Tony back to get his boy back to get his Bible. He had forgot his Bible, so he didn't even have his Bible. So he come in with his Bible while they was praying for a minister with all those ministers there, and he gets his Bible, and he's just... got his Bible and walked up to the pulpit with his Bible. Hey, ministers, take that one. Lord, get your Bible and go. You know, the Lord said for us that we don't even need to rehearse what we're going to say when we stand before him and speak the Holy Ghost. You believe that? You believe that can work? He went up and he said he opened his Bible up and there's a little piece of paper there that had the word unity on it. He took off. He said when he got through, the whole place, people were praying all the way around the chapel, or around the campground. Everybody praying around there. Said it was the most effectual. I'm not surprised. It was the most effectual service of the meeting. Because the Holy Ghost led it. Have faith in God. And see, through I heard the story. It made real when the Lord starts doing stuff for me. Went one time, threw myself Sunday afternoon. Brother Tiny had preached the morning service and he'd leave it open for me on Sunday night. And most of the time the Lord gave me something about all the time. I had something for Sunday night and didn't have a thing. Went and threw myself back on the couch about 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Threw myself back on the couch, threw my hands behind my head as I landed. And when my head hit down, the Lord told me a phrase. Okay, Lord, I knew where it was at. Didn't even have to open my Bible, and I knew what He wanted. He gave me what He wanted with the phrase, and I knew what He wanted me to do. You believe that? Through faith, we understand. We can see God working. It's hurtful sometimes to me to see and know what God's doing with people, and they don't know. I've seen before and knew that the Lord was trying to get to them.
and doing drastic things to try to get to them. And they never understood it. And I was there saying, it's obvious what the Lord's doing. He's trying to save you. He's trying to change the direction you're going. And then let these events go right on and never look to the Lord. Never understand that it's even the Lord. But through faith, we understand. And so, if that's true, I want to encourage us to build our most holy faith. To keep an active faith. There is things that hurt your faith. Bad living hurts your faith. Not being devoted hurts your faith. Not being in regular attendance hurts your faith. There is things that will hurt your faith. Build your faith in God. The more you exercise faith, the more God is going to prove to you that it's Him doing it. You exercise faith and see, and God will work for you and help you in it and do stuff for you. And then you'll say, listen, God is a great God that's above everything. But He isn't so big that He don't care about anything that touches you. Brother Jim White was such an example of that. Remember one time he said, he was always, when he got older, he's always losing something. And he was always putting in prayer requests. I lost my car keys. I lost my checkbook. Checkbook was a big one. He was always losing his checkbook. Well, I lost my wallet. And he said one day he had lost his checkbook. And he was kind of disturbed about it all. And he said he was sitting in his chair. And he said, Lord, I need that checkbook. And I know you know where it's at. And he said the Lord spoke to him, spoke to him so plainly and said, put your hand down in the chair. And he was like, I got my checkbook. He said, I knew the Lord knew where it was at. That's why he said, I knew the Lord knew where that was at. The Lord knows where you're at today. He knows what needs that you have in your life. And I'm going to tell you, He knows how to solve our problems. And it's through faith that we understand. And when we have a lack in our understandings and you say, I just don't understand. And sometimes people get into that place when the things happen in their life, one after another happens. Here a few years ago, my wife could speak to this too. It was a year and a half trial for us. A year and a half that there was not a time that there wasn't somebody with an affliction in our home. Some serious and not so serious. Some could have been, but we got to making a deal about it because I almost was like, as if you speak about it, it can't happen then and again. And I would say, well, it looks like they're getting better. I wonder what's going to happen now. And if you say that, it ain't supposed to happen. But for a year and a half, every time one would get better, before they would get better, there was something else. And it was a marvel to us that it kept doing that. And I got into the scripture, and it was my scripture. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And I kept quoting every time the new one would come. Finally, I dropped off the first part and said, I ain't going to say it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Every time the new thing had come, I'd just say, and the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And over, the Lord touched every time. The Lord kept doing it and doing it. And for a year and a half, He had us in school saying, I'm God. I'm God, I keep my promises. I'm God, delivereth out of them all. I delivereth out of them all. And it was just my mantra. And He delivereth out of them all. And at the end of it, when it finally broke and was done, I could positively say, the Lord had delivered us out of them all. And I can look and say, I can understand through faith. There was two different times in my life where I felt like I was in a place of
oh, I hadn't went back on the Lord or nothing like that, but I felt like I was in a very vulnerable place of without direction. And both times when I got into that place, the Lord let something happen to me that was so far out of my control that I was helpless within it to do anything. And it left me just saying, Lord, help us, Lord, help us, Lord, help us, Lord, help us, Lord, help us here. And when that was done, I was pulled back into this place. Seemed like I was a veering, and the Lord brought me right back through faith. We understand. Through faith, I understand, folks. If you're honest tonight, I'm going to tell you something. If you're honest before the Lord tonight, you can go to heaven. Because He'll make sure you do. He knows how to save you. All you got to do is be honest and have faith in God. You pray for me. I want to be faithful.